Dynamic Vaughn Teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Vaughan. 99 euro for 1 year of classes. You can spread the 99 euro over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Vaughan.com.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en GrupoVaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Aprende, diviértete. Esto, lo que escuchas... es Vaughan Radio.
Friends, and welcome to the Drive Time program. It is that time. We've got a great one for you today. SpaceX has launched another prototype rocket from South Texas, but it was not without fail, as the rocket apparently blew up. It exploded after landing, after returning. I'll tell you all about this, but it's still considered a success in a lot of ways. I'll tell you why in our technology section. Also, we're going to hear music from the great Jerry Lee Lewis, who was in a little bit of trouble on this day in 1978. I'll tell you what happened to Jerry Lee Lewis, but it'll give us the opportunity to talk about his 1957 hit song, Great Balls of Fire. Also, speaking of the 50s, actually the early 60s, the hula hoop was patented on this day in 1963. I would have thought that was more of a 50s thing, but no. Patented in 1963. I'll talk about that interesting invention. And also Elvis Presley. There's a 50s reference. He made his television debut on this day in 1955. We got grammar, pronunciation. We're going to learn some facts about Miami. Welcome to Miami on the show today. History, facts, pronunciation. Oh my gosh, what a show. Lots to cover. Let's get it started. It's Friday afternoon, everybody. Let's get things started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for deciding to spend some time with me today and spend some time with your English. But let's begin. We have so much to cover, but let's begin as usual by stepping into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym.
We'll be right back. Warm-up gym, everybody. It is that time. We're going to start with some sentences. I'll say it in Spanish. You say it in English. Number one, ¿por qué no funcionaba? Why didn't it work? ¿Por qué no funcionaba? Why didn't it work? Hazme una oferta. Make me an offer. Hazme una oferta. Make me an offer. Make me an offer. Soy profesor desde 1974. I've been a teacher since 1974. Mentira. I've been a teacher since 1974. Soy profesor desde hace 30 años. I've been a teacher for 32 years. Es azul desde que fundamos la compañía. It's been blue since we founded the company. It's been blue since we founded the company. Encontré el libro, pero no encontré el informe. I found the book, but I didn't find the report. I found the book, but I didn't find the report. Cogí el tren, pero no lo cogí en la estación. I caught the train, but I didn't catch it in the station. I caught the train, but I didn't catch it in the station. Empecé el informe, pero no lo empecé ayer. I began the report, but I didn't begin it yesterday. I began the report, but I didn't begin it yesterday. Hablé con él, pero no hablé con ella. I spoke to him, but I didn't speak to her. Hablar con alguien, to speak to. Of course, you could also say to talk to. I spoke to him, but I didn't speak to her. I talked to him, but I didn't talk to her. Hablar con. We can also say to talk with someone or speak with someone. Very similar. But remember, talking or speaking with someone implies a more equal participation from both sides. The president speaks to the crowd, the group of people, okay? But I'm talking with my friend, or I'm speaking with my friend, okay? All right, hey, let's do a couple more. Unos más. People are saying, yeah, Kyle, más, otra, otra. Okay. No han traído las sillas todavía. They haven't brought the chairs yet. They haven't brought the chairs yet. ¿Por qué no lo has construido? Why haven't you built it? ¿Por qué no lo has construido? Why haven't you built it? Why haven't you built it? ¿Has recibido el mensaje? Have you got the message? Have you received the message? Okay. Have you got the message? Have you received the message? Okay. Dile tu nombre. Tell him your name. Dile. Dile tu nombre. Tell him your name, right? Di tu nombre. Say your name. Dile tu nombre. tell him your name. Say your name, tell him your name. Okay? Os estoy diciendo que no lo hagáis. I'm telling you not to do it. 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 Okay. There you have it, folks. I think by now, we're all warmed up.
Technology Today.
Yes, we have some interesting technology news today. It seems SpaceX has launched another rocket. Now, this is a prototype rocket known as the SN10, and it took off from South Texas during a test flight on Wednesday. Now, the thing about these SpaceX rockets that are so interesting and revolutionary is that they are reusable. And they managed to land the rocket with pinpoint accuracy. Pinpoint. So you have a pin, the end of the point, it's such a small, precise location. We say pinpoint accuracy. But 3 minutes after landing, there was a problem, and apparently it exploded. I shouldn't be laughing. Nothing, not a laughing matter. But they did say, we've had a successful soft touchdown on the landing pad. This was from the engineer during a live stream of the event. He says, this is capping off. To cap off, which means to finish, como acabar, give the final touch. This is capping off. He said, this is capping off a beautiful test flight of Starship 10. Now, it was unclear what caused the rocket to explode after landing, and the SpaceX live stream cut out, se cortó, before the problem. So he added that SpaceX had several other prototypes. He said they had several other prototypes ready in production. And the next one, the SN11, will be ready to use in the near future. So they tend to be pretty relaxed about this whole thing. They'll have a rocket that blows up. So I don't know. I certainly wouldn't want to be flying in one of these things anytime soon. But they had one blow up. But what they're trying to do is they have the Earthlink project, where they're basically launching thousands of tiny satellites that are going to broadcast internet down to Earth. And they actually already have people paying for this service. They have people, actually some in Canada, I believe, that are already using this internet service provided by Earthlink, which I guess is affiliated with SpaceX or the Earthlink project. So it's pretty fascinating stuff, but everything kind of comes together. The idea of the renewable rocket, and so that would be what SpaceX would be using to send astronauts into space or to shuttle things to the International Space Station, but also the technology used by Earthlink for launching these satellites into space. Anyway, interesting technology, but not without its failures, as Earthlink now has had an accident where it blew up the rocket, but little by little, you know, we learn through failures, just like learning a language, you know. We all make mistakes, little by little. Anyway, let's move on and have a look at our expression of the day.
Expression expression of the day.
All right, here we have our expression of the day. And what we're going to do is a little bit of translation. We're going to look at a few expressions. Let's look at five expressions, five sentences through translation. Okay, so the first one, lo harán siempre que les respaldes. Lo harán siempre que les respaldes. So, siempre que. How do you say that in English? Siempre que. We say, as long as. Lo harán. They'll do it as long as you back them up. So, to back up is the expression. To back someone up. Now, to back, you can back up your computer documents. You can back up your files, creating an auxiliary, a secondary version, right? A backup. Or respaldar a alguien, to back someone up. So lo harán siempre que, as long as. As long as. And the way we say this, we link the words together. As long as. I'll go to the movies as long as you come with me. I'll do it as long as they support me. I'll come with you as long as you pay. Whatever. Siempre que. As long as. Linked together. As long as. As long as. So the first expression, they'll do it as long as you back them up. Number two, como regla general, no fumo en clase. Eso es cierto. Como regla general, as a general rule, I don't smoke in class. Como regla general, as a general rule, I don't smoke in class. Como regla general. General rule, general. We don't say general. Two-syllable word, general, general rule. General rule, as a general rule, I don't smoke in class. Also, it would be illegal. Although I have had students smoke in class. Private students in their house. And they say, ¿te importaría si fumo? Would you mind if I smoke? And I said, no, I don't mind. No problem. I've also had, I had a guy who used to drink whiskey. He was an older gentleman. He was about 80. And he had me go to his house. He was 80 years old, learning English for the first time. Great. We had a great time. We really enjoyed it. Well, I enjoyed it. And I would arrive to his house, and the first thing, he would get out a bottle of whiskey and said, would you like a whiskey? I'd say, well, Mr. Fernandez, it's, you know, it's morning. It's 1 o'clock. You know, no, thank you. I would always say no, but he would say, well, if you don't mind, I'm going to have a whiskey. And I said, no, no problem. You know, it's his house. I can't tell him not to have whiskey in his house. So old Mr. Fernandez, he would enjoy a nice whiskey. He would say first, would you mind? ¿Te importaría? Would you mind if I had a whiskey? And I'd say, no problem. Okay. Como regla general, as a general rule. General rule, I don't smoke in class. Que yo sepa, no han hecho nada todavía. As far as I know, they haven't done anything yet. Todavía no. No han hecho nada todavía. As far as I know, que yo sepa. As far as I know, they haven't done anything yet. Yet. Todavía no. So remember the pronunciation, it's yet, it's not jet. Jet, eso no se dice. Y eso no vale. As far as I know, they haven't done anything yet. En cuanto a mí, pueden hacer lo que quieran. As far as I'm concerned, En cuanto a mí, as far as I'm concerned, they can do whatever, or sorry, he can do, él puede, he can do whatever he wants. No, sorry, it was pueden. No, so it was they can do. As far as I'm concerned, they can do whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. He can do whatever he wants. En cuanto a mí. So, as far, en cuanto a mí, as far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm concerned. Right, as far as I'm concerned, you can study as many hours as you want. As far as I'm concerned, learning English comes down to effort. The method is important, but it's your effort. The best method is a method that motivates the student to want to learn and to make the effort necessary to learn. Yeah, que yo sepa. Que yo sepa, as far as I know. En cuanto a mí, as far as I'm concerned. Ya he hablado con él detenidamente sobre el asunto. I've already spoken to him at length about the matter. I've already spoken to him at length about the matter. Detenidamente, at length. En el mejor de los casos, recibiremos el tercer premio. En el mejor de los casos, ¿eh? Now, you could say, in the best case, or the best case scenario, but the most common way would be, at best. At best, en el mejor de los casos, at best we will receive the third prize. Prize. Premio is prize, right? At best we'll receive the third prize. P-R-I-Z-E. Y precio? Price. Precio? Price. Premio? Prize. Keep your eyes on the prize. Eyes on the prize. Okay. ¿No sabrías por casualidad dónde está Pepe? No sabrías. Oye, no sabrías por casualidad. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't. No sabrías. You wouldn't know por casualidad. We say by any chance. You wouldn't know by any chance where Pepe is. Now, we can also, very often in this case, we would add a question tag. Would you? You wouldn't know by any chance where Pepe is. Would you? No sabrías. No sabrías. Por casualidad. ¿Dónde está Pepe? You wouldn't know by any chance where Pepe is. Okay. So there we have it. Now, I think that's good. Our common expression, rather. And I said we would do five, and we just did eight sentences. Or, sorry, seven sentences, but plenty. Bastantes frases. So I think that was a pretty good little bit of coverage here for a few expressions. So we're going to take a break. Un descanso. We'll take a quick break, but I'll be back in a minute. Vuelvo enseguida. I'll be back in just a moment. And we're going to talk about plenty more things. We're going to hear some music. We're going to practice a lot more grammar. Pronunciation, we have history, we've got, oh my gosh, we have lots to talk about in our second half hour, so stay with me. Ahora vuelvo. and we're going to practice an awful lot more, so don't touch that dial.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Aprende, diviértete. Esto, lo que escuchas, es Vaughan Radio.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Nuestro curso online es único por una sencilla razón. Nuestros profesores son los mejores del mercado. Richard Vaughan, Ximena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso, Richard Brown, nuestros All Stars desde cualquier lugar. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día. Quédate en casa y aprovecha para poner en forma tu inglés. Entra en la web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Pruébalo durante 2 semanas y si no te gusta, te devolvemos el dinero. cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com, porque hay muchos, pero solo uno de Vaughan.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Contact us now for a free level test and get started on your trimestrales right away. Your English adventure awaits. Trimestrales de Vaughan.
Más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan Telephone Class teacher.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening and speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Esta es tu radio, una radio diferente, divertida, donde informarte para descubrir, aprender, una radio única, como tú. Somos los de Vaughan, esto es Vaughan Radio.
Let's go. You're listening to the Drive Time Show with Kyle Miller.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Love you like I love the shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails and I twitch all my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, it drives me crazy. And it's just great balls of fire.
Well, this is a classic from the world of rock and roll, if there ever was one. The song goes back to 1957, Great Balls of Fire by the great Jerry Lee Lewis. But why am I talking about this today? Well, it was this day in 1978 that Jerry Lee Lewis, well, a raid was carried out on Jerry Lee Lewis by the IRS, the Internal Revenue Agency, or Internal Revenue Service, excuse me, IRS, which is basically Hacienda de Estados Unidos, right? The Hacienda of the United States. And they did a raid on the home of Jerry Lee Lewis and removed cars worth over £100,000, basically $170,000 worth of cars from his home to pay off debts that he had. So he owed tax money, and they said, well, Mr. Lewis, you owe us taxes, and we're going to take the money. So they went and they took a bunch of cars from him. That's what they do, folks, the IRS, the tax man. So they came to collect on this day, but Jerry Lee Lewis, this was one of his most famous songs, Great Balls of Fire. But it was written by a guy named Otis Blackwell, a very prolific songwriter who wrote a lot of hits for Elvis Presley. And he wrote the song together with a guy named Jack Hammer, who now at one point was, if you're a bit of a music historian, you might remember The Platters. An old band called The Platters. Well, he was a member of that band. Now, he died in 2002, but the song became Jerry Lee Lewis's signature song. A perfect fit for his style. A person, it just fit with his style and his theatrics on stage. Now, it's also a song full of sexual innuendo, much like his previous hit, one called A Whole Lot of Shaking Going On. The song is, it's full of sort of sexual references, which was kind of shocking from a musician, particularly in the South, from the South of the United States in 1957. Jerry Lee Lewis grew up in a very religious household, and he actually had some hesitation about whether or not he should record the song. And the owner of his record company, Sun Records, tried to convince him. Anyway, they got it done. They got it recorded, of course. You know, went on to become a huge hit. And it made the top five of the pop, R&B, and country music charts all simultaneously. So this was a time when there were a lot of artists that crossed borders into different styles, and Jerry Lee Lewis was certainly one of those artists. Now, it was released in England the same month that Jerry Lee Lewis got married, and he actually married, his wife was 13 years old when he got married. And she was the daughter of his cousin and bass player at the time, a guy named J.W. Brown. It's a little bit odd. Anyway, a hit song. Appeared in a lot of movies. Dolly Parton performed it famously in 1979 as well. It appeared in the movie Top Gun. And a classic that you should know if you're a fan of rock music and historical rock music, let's say. Anyway, we're going to move on, everybody. We've got plenty more to talk about. Let's do a little challenge. How about this? How about a challenge that we do every day? I'm talking about today's interrogative challenge.
Interrogative challenge.
Interrogative challenge. Well, today I want to talk about the city of Miami. Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido. Well, welcome to Miami. We're going to talk about Miami because, well, why not? I think it's interesting to talk about a city and learn a little bit about different things and different locations through questions. I'll give you the answer. You ask the question. Okay, here we go. Miami is located in southeastern Florida. Where is Miami located? Hey, where is Miami located? Oh, it's located in southeastern Florida. Miami is a major center in finance, commerce, and culture. What is Miami a major center in? Okay, it's a major center in all those things. The GDP of Miami is about $350 billion. What is the GDP of Miami? Miami is nicknamed the capital of Latin America. What is Miami nicknamed? Yes, it's nicknamed the capital of Latin America. So it isn't even in, technically, in Latin America, but it's nicknamed the capital because so many people go there, so many Latinos go there. It has this huge Cuban-American population. Miami has a tropical climate. What kind of climate does Miami have? What kind of climate does Miami have? Yeah, it has a tropical climate. A tropical monsoon climate, actually. The wet season begins in June. When does the wet season begin? Hey, when does the wet season begin? Oh, the wet season begins in June. Okay, during this period, temperatures range from 29 degrees to 35 degrees. How do temperatures range during this period? Yeah, apparently they range from, that's quite a range, from 29 degrees to 35 degrees, or the mid-80s to the low 90s in Fahrenheit, right? Because Americans think of their temperatures in Fahrenheit. In the 1960s, Hispanics made up about 5% of the population. What percent of the population did Hispanics make up in the 1970s? Yeah. Now, that population is much more significant now. In fact, the population now is over 57% Latino, and that was actually about 20 years ago. The data I got on this is about 20 years old. So now the population is even higher. I think it's more, it's above 60% Latino. So there you go. A few facts about Miami. I've never been there, though. I would like to go. I would like to go because it's, well, I have a, one of my best friends lives near there, Fort Lauderdale, near Miami, but, I'd like to go. It's a place that a lot of Spaniards have gone because it's an easy place. If you want to go to North America and you want to keep speaking Spanish, well, there are a lot of places you can do that now, actually. But Miami, of course, is certainly one because you have, I guess, more people speaking Spanish than English in Miami, or quite possibly. Anyway, there we go. Maybe we should do a couple more, un par de frases más, since we're into the interrogative here. We'll do a few more. No, I've never been to Miami. Have you ever been to Miami? No, I've never been to Miami. About 500,000 people live in Miami. How many people live in Miami? And I find this really surprising. I had to look that up, of course. I didn't know, but only about 500,000 people live in Miami. I thought it was a much bigger city than that. But no, it's about 500,000 people. In fact, they say it's the 43rd largest city in America by population. 400,000 in the city itself, and in the total surrounding area, 467,000. So I'm exaggerating in saying it's 500. It's not even. Ni siquiera. Not even 500,000. So there you go. I originally, if you had asked me before researching content for this section, I would have guessed 2 or 3 million. But no, it's only half a, not even, ni siquiera, not even 500,000 people. Interesting. Interesting, don't you think? I love geography, though. I love learning about cities and populations of different places and locations and climates and things like that. But, yeah, a very big Cuban population, of course, in Miami. I've never been there, but I would love to go for a visit to Miami sometime. Anyway, let's push forward, everybody, and take a look at today's vocabulary. And today I want to talk about the face. La cara. La cara. People always say, Kyle, tienes mucha cara. Bueno, okay. Now, the face. So, parts of the face. For example, how do you say, ¿cómo se dice en inglés? Pestaña. Ah, above the eye. People are saying, Dios, ¿cómo es eso? Pues no sé. A lot of people are saying, pues no sé, no tengo ni idea. Qué curioso, todo eso. Right? It's the eyelash. E-Y-E-L-A-S-H. Eyelash. Pestaña, the eyelash. Now, párpado. Párpado would be the eyelid. E-Y-E-L-I-D. Eyelid. L-I-D. Now, a lid is like, it's como la tapa de una lata. Por ejemplo, a can has a, or a, you know, a jar, un frasco. A jar, whatever, has a lid, L-I-D. So, on your eye, you also have lo que tapa el ojo, the eyelid, párpado, eyelid. Now, we also have the eyebrow, right? Got that eyebrow. The eyebrow is la ceja, ceja, eyebrow. Eyebrow, eyebrow, eyebrow. B-R-O-W. But this is one word. Eyebrow. Forehead. La frente. Forehead. Nostrils. Fosas nasales. Nostril. Nostrils. El pelo. Of course, hair. Eso es muy fácil. Everybody knows that one. Hair. H-A-I-R. Hair. Short hair, long hair. Bald, calvo, calva, bald, bald, be careful with the pronunciation, bald. Okay, parting, la raya, the part, a part, you could call it a part, or a parting. So you have a certain, on one side the hair goes left, on the other side it goes right, it's a part, but like to part the sea. And, anyway, a parting, we often say, a parting. Let's see. La tez. You say skin complexion. Complexion, skin complexion. Y la cara, of course, face. Face. Now, we have a good expression here, to blush. Do you know this one? Enrojecerse. To blush. B-L-U-S-H. To blush. Se escribe blush. But yes, we say blush. Oh, he's blushing. You know, I walk in and I see that girl that I like. Mi churri. And I start to blush. Mi churri. Start to blush. B-L-U-S-H. You know, I start to get a little bit pink in the cheeks. To blush. B-L-U-S-H. Okay, that's a bit of vocabulary for you, everybody. A little bit of vocab. It's time to go back in time, though. This is something I love to do every day. You know, we're learning things in English, but also, you know, learning English, but learning other things in English. I believe it's a great way to improve, to gain confidence with the language, and to stop thinking about the English and start thinking about something else. As we go back in time with Today in History.
Today in History.
All right, we're going back to 1963 and the hula hoop was patented on this day in 1963, the hip swiveling toy that became a fad, something that is temporarily very popular, a fad across America. When it was first marketed by Wham-O in 1958, it was patented Years later, in 1963, by the company's co-founder, Arthur Mellon. Now, an estimated 25 million hula hoops were sold in the first 4 months of production alone. In 1948, these two friends, Arthur Mellon and Richard Kerr, or Knurr, silent K, I assume, they founded the company in California to sell a slingshot that they created to shoot meat up to falcons that they were hunting. Now, the company's name, Whammo, came from the sound the slingshots supposedly made. Now, Whammo eventually branched out, right, to diversify. They branched out into other things, not just slingshots, but started selling boomerangs and other sporting goods. Now, its first hit toy was a flying disc known as the Frisbee. I've talked about the Frisbee before. That one debuted in 1957. The Frisbee was originally marketed under a different name, the Pluto Platter, to capitalize on America's fascination with UFOs. Now, this pair, Molina and Knurr, were inspired to develop the hula hoop after they saw a wooden hoop that Australian children were twirling, spinning around their waists during gym class. So the company Whammo started producing a plastic version of the hoop called the hula, after the Hawaiian dance of the same name, and they started showing it on Southern California playgrounds. And hula hoop mania took off from there. Now, the huge popularity of the hula hoop was short-lived, though, and within a matter of just months, people were moving on to the next big thing. But the hula hoop never really faded away completely and still has fans today. According to Ripley's Believe It or Not, this is a publication, they keep track of records and things like that. In April of 2004, a performer at a circus in Boston simultaneously spun 100 hoops around her body. Earlier that same year, in January, according to the Guinness Book of Records, two people in Tokyo managed to spin the world's largest hoop, one that was 13 feet, so over 4 meters wide. They spun it above the ground. Now, after the hula hoop, Whammo continued to produce a steady stream of novelty toys and items, including the Super Ball, something called the Water Wiggle, Silly String, I had that, right, that can where you shoot out the liquid that becomes a string and you can blast it at your friends, the Slip and Slide, and the Hacky Sack, so all sort of classic toys. There you go. A bit of history there about the patenting of the hula hoop, which I think is kind of not surprising, but a little, well, I guess it's impressive that you can patent something so similar, so simple, as a simple hoop that goes around someone's waist. But I remember having one when I was a kid. I think most people did. A hula hoop, it's a very basic toy, but it is fun. Now, also on this day in 1955, the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, made his debut, su estreno, on television, appearing on a weekend show called Louisiana Hayride. This was on a local TV station in Louisiana called KWKH Television. And he performed from Shreveport Auditorium in Shreveport, Louisiana, a town that I've been to, in fact. Shreveport, way down south. Anyway, so that was Elvis Presley's first TV appearance. Of course, within a very short period of time, he'd be all over the TV and, of course, all over the radio. All right. In just a minute, folks, we are going to take a short break. But I'd like to remind you that after the class today, I will be appearing on my Instagram. I'm Kyle Miller. I am K-Y-L-E-M-I-L-L-A-R. I'll give a little extra review class, and that will be shared into my free Facebook group, which is called English with Kyle. So make sure you join the group and enjoy the free classes that I often post in there. Now also, I would like to let you know of some exciting news from the Vaughn world, as Vaughn will be reopening their shop, the Vaughan Tienda. Now this is on Calle Orense 69, Orense number 69. It's downstairs, which is actually below the main Vaughn office. You'll see the shop at the street level, and it will be open on Monday. That is the 8th of March, opening up. So if you're looking for any books, and you happen to be in Madrid, this is in Madrid. I know we have listeners all around the world, but if you're in Madrid, from 10 until 2, and then again from 2:30 until 6:30. Fridays, it closes an hour earlier, but beginning at 10 and the typical just a half hour lunch, it's closed from 2 to 2:30. But beginning on Monday, March 8th, you can get into the Vaughn shop where you can browse Vaughn Books once again. So it's great to have that shop back open, and you can see my good friend Kike in there, who will give you tips and advice on any books you may have. You may have interest in, I should say. Okay, I'm going to take a short break, folks, but I'll be back in just a few minutes with the final half hour of our show, last half hour of the week. So stay with me, folks. Don't touch that dial.
Ay, sería genial tener un campamento para mis hijos totalmente en inglés. Y que encima fuesen campamentos temáticos para que se lo pasaran genial. Caballeros y princesas, Harry Potter, máquinas del tiempo, talent show. Pues si encima no tuviesen que salir de Madrid, ¡buah, eso sería fantástico! Y si además no tuvieran que dormir fuera de casa y pudieran volver el mismo día, ¿tendrán algo así los de Vaughan?
Lo tenemos. Se llama Urban Camps. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te lo contaremos todo. 91-133-5832.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan. Por fin puedes disparar tu carrera profesional sin salir de casa. Máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready? Start the class.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online
es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Ay, sería genial tener un campamento para mis hijos totalmente en inglés y que encima fuesen campamentos temáticos.